Dementia Researcher with a blog and a rating.
Last week, I read Yvonne Coucher's blog on what it's really like being a PI. And in there, she talks about the realities versus perceptions and how you can prepare for what is essentially an entirely new job. Less about the research and more about being a great program manager and leader. It becomes more about nurturing others and less about the research. A key skill for any PI is supporting and listening to your team. So in this blog, I'm going to talk about why developing a deep listening capability is essential for PIs, especially when guiding early career researchers and fostering a productive research environment. I'm also hoping to persuade you to really listen and not just default into reassuring mode. As I mentioned it there, let's start by talking about the pitfall of reassurance. In leadership roles, the reflex to reassure, i.e. to minimize the concerns or negate the severity of issues raised by the team members, can be a common but counterproductive response. While reassurance may temporarily soothe anxieties, it often fails to address the root cause of concerns being addressed. Let me give you an example. You notice that your PhD student is reluctant to present their work and eventually say, "I'm happy with the work, but I'm not very confident and I don't like talking to a big group." The busy PI replies, "Don't worry about it, you'll be great. See you Monday." It's not the best example, but you get my point. The default there was to try and reassure them and not actually listen and then act and guide and support based on what they hear. For new PIs, the tendency to reassure, not because they don't care, can inadvertently signal a lack of genuine engagement with the challenges that their team members face, potentially undermining trust and respect within that research group. Listening and active listening is an important leadership tool. In fact, it's the cornerstone of effective leadership. It involves more than merely hearing the words. It requires a deliberate and thoughtful engagement with the speaker's experience and viewpoints. For PIs who must navigate the complexities of managing diverse teams and fostering innovative research, embracing listening can bring significant benefits. I probably don't need to spell this out. However, for those of you who need to be persuaded that the old adage of two ears, one mouth are important when it comes to managing a team, here goes. Effective listening helps to create an environment where all team members feel valued and understood. This inclusivity can boost morale and encourage more collaborative, cohesive team dynamic, essential for tackling complex research projects. It will also ensure you can target help and support where it needs to go. And sure, sometimes reassurance may be the thing that's needed, but if you don't listen, you won't know. The next point is by truly listening to the insights and questions of your teams, PIs can challenge their own perspectives and encourage a culture of critical inquiry. It not only enriches the research process, but drives a more nuanced and robust scientific outcomes. Finally, when leaders listen actively, they demonstrate respect for their team members' expertise and perspectives. This fosters a deeper trust and can empower researchers, particularly those in the early stages of their careers, to take initiative and contribute more confidently to the project. So, now that you've been persuaded that listening to your team is important, I thought I might start to draw this blog to a close by sharing some strategies for PIs to enhance their listening skills. These are probably obvious, but it's a good reminder, for me too. Firstly, during discussions, focus completely on the speaker. Avoid distractions and resist the urge to formulate a response while the other person is still talking. This full engagement will provide a more comprehensive communication and insight. Next, after listening, reflect back on what's been said. This not only clarifies that you have understood the concerns accurately, but also shows that you are genuinely considering the team members' input. Finally, foster an environment where team members feel safe to express their doubts and challenges. Encourage them to articulate their thoughts fully, which can often reveal underlying issues or innovative ideas that quick reassurance might overlook. For new principal investigators, mastering the art of listening is more than a communication skill. It should be the top of the list on Leadership 101. Moving beyond the instinct to reassure and adopting a mindset towards an empathetic and engaging listening can transform the dynamics of a research team. It equips PIs to lead more effectively and foster a lab or team culture that thrives on mutual respect, rigorous scientific exploration, and collective growth. If you become a good listener, you'll not only do great research, when being a PI allows, but you'll also nurture the next generation of scientific leaders.
Thank you for listening. Join the Dementia Research bloggers and share your own views.